holding by the end of Simun Kuf Hei, the fourth way of chanting something, the Sugya of Melicha. Vikim Melicha will spend a couple of months in Simun Tamuk Tes and onwards. Also, it's other places, Simun Tedek Alasif Hei. Go to what it says over here. We have, first, the Sugya Melicha, the Mechabesh Latzot, the Tafka, She'idin Nechel Machmas Molchoi. We now define what that meant. We'll get to it again at a different time, but it means basically that something that's very, very salty. Not time to put some salt in your food. If something that's so salty, you cannot eat it because it's so salty. The Gemara brings down that's like Zayin from Shmuel. The Mliach HaRukh Rusayach. Mliach HaRukh Rusayach. The Gemara says, which Rusayach means Kitzli. The main channel when it says Mliach Rusayach like Sli, does it mean it's Mamish Kitzli? Or does it mean it's Lafuke Bishl, but it's better in the case of Sli? That's the two main Malcham among the Rishayim. We have the Rashba that says Mamish Kitzli. Rashba Lazuro. It never comes out that we know by Tzli what's halacha by Kochosh. We say it's a Tilo and by Shomon it's Shishim. I come along by Melicha, it'll be the same Sugyo. By Kochosh, when the Rajbo will be in a Tilo. The Chopach by Chash, the Reis, will be the case in a Tilo. Masha and Gimme Shomon be a Sugyo of Shishim. Same exact Sugyo. Whatever Tzli is, Melicha is. Atzal HaShedi, Beshed brings down that the Rosh and the Ravyo and someone say the Ramban. It's not the way. They want to say that it's like Tzli, but Mila Fuka case of Bishul, and it's better than the case of Tzli. Therefore, by the case of Kochosh, by Tzli we had the Aloch as the Tilo, over here the Aloch will be case of only Klipo, says the Rosh. By the case of Shomein, we had the Aloch by Tzli being a case of Shishim. Mashchenkin over here, but the case of Klipo, says the Rav Yoh, some say that's Ramban Shito, but it's being better than that level of Tzli. Come on, Muhammad brings an Aloch Lamaisa. First, he has three different Alochas over here. He has one level that he says the Isra is Klipo, a second level he says Isra is Tilo, and third is a case of Shishim. Now, it's not exactly clear how he defines it. The two main mahalach among the Gedolei Achronim, what does he mean, the three different levels over here? The way how it seems to go from the Shach on the page, and the Taz also, is basically the three levels are, depends upon its Shamnunis. If it's Kochosh Lagamri, Loch is going to be Klipo. Mash Enkein, if it's a case of Chash Shamnunis, meaning like the Mechaber brings down the case of Shuman Agid has some Shamnunis or Knuknis, then the Ged will be a case of Natilo. Mash Enkein, Shaman Mamish, then Loch will be a case of Shishim and Natilo. That's one malach. Another way, the Makor from Beis Yosef sounds a little bit better, how the Goyim seems to understand, is now the three levels over here are basically the Abonon or the Reisah or Vale Shomein. If it's the case of Shum Nagid, the Gemara is very clear, it's the case of the Abonon or Knoikis, the Abonon. So therefore, the Rashi says it's the same level as Sli. When, by case of the Reisah, Chash the Reisah, Mash Enkein, with the case of the Abonon, it says the Rashi is get of Klipo. He also, Kamal the Mechabal says get of Klipo. Mash Enkein, Kremis, which the Loch is a case of Melicha, but it's the case that's the Deraiso, therefore the Rashi says, well, Chashash for the level of Natilo beer. When Shamim Mamish, then we'll give a get of Shishim and Natilo. Those are two ways of learning the Mechabal beer. Now, the Talmud does just speak out. The Mechabal said, by the case of Shuman and Gid, the Loch is only Klipo. He says, in Lishitosa, because we had two ways how to understand the side of something that's Kochosh. Is Kochosh something that is not Mefafeya? Is Kochosh something that is Mefeya, except we always have a case of Shishim? You want to say the Mechabal of Shitosa, by the case of Sli, he learns like the first Pshat Toysis. The Loch is, it's not Mephafeo. Also, by the case of Shimon and Gil, the Maisa will not be Mephafeo, and that's why you do not need the case of Shishim over here. That's the first thing Mechabal says. The second thing Mechabal speaks out, the Sugya of Heter being Mephatim the Isser. Now, we spoke out by Richas last Chabur yesterday, comparing the different cases over here. We had Sefei, we had Sef Zain, and we had Sef Tes. The bat had to be mufatim iser, sefei by the sugya of tzli, sefzayim by the sugya iser blua, and seftes by the sugya of melicha. Bekitza, what came out is that first, the case over here by melicha, the mechab, when he speaks out, the had to be mufatim iser, his case is when the iser already has strach shamunus, the case is shuman agid. In fact, the taz, why he's saying the case for it? Just say the case is kochish mamish. He blabs tzorchian. Where the Goyim wants to answer the eichlam, even the kochish mamish, saying even the case of the abonel, that's why he took a case. The Shaksat doesn't answer. And the Goyim wants to answer the case over here, it means even the case of the Rabban over here. So if there's no chilp, but there's Srach Shemunis or Kochosh, be the same halacha, had to be Mefatim Isser. Just what came out is that the Taz, as we saw in Sefei, he says there's no Makov, this whole entire halacha, Nan Hein, Nan Zayin, Nan Tes, if it's Mekel across the board. I said Hashem, Mechab brings it down, Zayin, Hein, Zayin, Tes, and Zayin he left a blank. The Shach says he's Mesopik. The way how the tour went, it's that Sef Hei and Sef Tes, the Maisu is Machman, Sef Zayin, the Maisu is clear, right, to be Mekel. The Kamal Mishach, he might say, hey, the Maisa wants to be Machmer. He says, over here, the case of Melicha, he said, wants to be Mekel, it means on a Drisha, a Bach, and a Shlomo. He says, if you want to be Machmer, then Kor is Recha. Recha applies to the Suga of Sleep. But the Suga of Melicha, the Shach, the Suga of here, and therefore there's no Makor at all to be Machmer. Therefore, over here, it used to be Mekel. The if it comes out, everybody says over here to be Mekel on Siftet, except for the Torah. Toward the Mechaber. But the place afterwards of the Shach, those who follow the Taz, the Ime, that's Mekel across the board, the Shach of the Ime says Mechel to Tzli and Kochosh, Tzli and Melicha, and therefore the place can be Ike all Mekel by the Sigur Yavais in Siftes. And the third point, the Mechaber is Mamshuch over here, it says this whole entire Loch was saying the Gedr is Klipo and Atilo, Shishim depends upon its levels over here. It's Dafko in the case over here when the Chilim is Dovak to the piece itself. Mashenkin was Shachatichos. Then he has three different halachas over here, what the case over here could be, and what the halacha comes out in these three different cases. The first case, he says, let's say that you have a piece over here that touches all pieces around it. You have 10 pieces around you that's etter, you have one piece that has chelev to it, and this chelev touches all the pieces. The halacha is every single piece needs to have shishim against that chelev that's touching, and we're not mitzaref all 10 pieces together against the shishim. We're not. And the shaila is, why is that so? We know by the case of Bishul, we always say Nispash Bishova, we equate and Vibishal, everything all together. We have Shishim all together, Mavakal. So it speaks out, the Beisais of the Taz, they bring down. The Betzim is a Machlik is over here, Maram versus the Rashba. Do we say the Klal of that a Isser, that's even the case of Shomin, will be Mefafei Mechaticha Lechaticha Bli Reitiv? The Rashba says it will go from one piece to another piece. Maram says it will not go from one piece to another piece. Therefore, once we have these Say the Maram that says, would not be mafafei mechaticha lechaticha bli reitiv. What does that show? It shows even though it's touching every piece, it's being megalo that does not go evenly. We know the case the bishul goes without, it goes one to another. That means the spash b'shavah. Over here, it shows since it did not go mechaticha lechaticha bli reitiv, it shows that every single piece that's touching over here, what happens? It might go, it might not go. Therefore, since we do not know how much it goes into each one, it does not go b'shavah. We keep mitzav all pieces over here. Maybe the first one went in. Maybe the second one did. Maybe the third one did. It did. Fourth one did. Since we did not know what happened over here, it's a gila, not a spash b'shava. Therefore, we have to ask all the pieces over here. That's first, you said the mechaber. We touched 10 pieces. We asked all 10. So we did not say the spash b'shava. And the Taz does speak out. We're saying over here that we're chosh from Ram Shita. It's not mefei mechaticha lechaticha b'li reitiv. I had a loch in Sef Zayin. We said by the case over there by Isser, that's Iblua. By Kochesh, would not go out. But Shaman would go out, the Rashba that goes Mechaticha Lechaticha Bli Reitiv. Chutzestiro. And Sif Zayin the Issabul that Shaman will go out. And Sif Tesh saying it will not go out, the Gilad not in Spash Beshovel. Chutzestiro Sif Zayin versus Sif Tesh. Meister the Shach, the Taz did not answer it. The way the Kudus the Kesav answers, it says very simple. We are Choshit Maram, the Rashba, Luchumro. That means the Lochid Sif Zayin was saying it goes Mechaticha Lechaticha Issabul that Shaman. That's Lechum over there. We machma for the Rash Bashito. Over here we're saying it would not go to be machma Ram and therefore not in the Spash Bishovo. Now you read the Beisesh of the Mechaba, it does not exactly fit in that well when the source where it's coming from. Lechol Pachas Api Cheshbin Shaboy comes out very nicely. Then Chanami, you Chesh of the Maram, you Chesh for the Rash, but each one Lechum Ro, then against Sif Zayin, the Issablo at Shaman will go out. Mash Eikin, the Sif Tez, come say the Lechol not in the Spash Bishovo. Will come out. We will not have it. No, we don't have the Kulam Ram will come out according to this Malach.
Sorry?
No, not over here. I mean, that's how the Kuzkez is saying, but we don't have no Kulam Ram.
Well, the
Taz is Tzorachian. What's going on over here? Tzorachian. So again, so we have the first case of the Mechab over here. The Mechab is saying over here, touch all 10 pieces, all 10 Maisa Oster, not in Spash B'Shovel. The second case of the Mechab he speaks out, we touch the pieces, we do not know if we touch all of them. We're not sure. Maybe he touched all 10, maybe he didn't. Still speaks out the Mechaba, the Maisig and Aser. Now, coming over here, the Shach, it says basically on these first two cases, he doesn't understand the Maisa why to Aser in all cases. He said, let's analyze it. You want to tell me you touched all 10, or maybe not touched all 10, the Maisa why be Machma for? If you tell me Mitzad to give Chanan, Yol Chanan by Shari Surim, which could be the Maram holds that way. So the very good, touches it, asks everything. Touch the next one, asks everything, Chanan. The Yom Mechaba does not hold the Sugim Chanan over here. So why are you asking everything? He says, for example, let's say he touches one piece, which is 50 times the amount of Seter versus Isser. So how much does it have to go from the Isser inside? It has to go 50 times the amount. That means what's left in the Isser? Only a drop. Touches something else, it cannot ask the second thing. Touches the third thing, cannot ask the third thing. So in other words, you're asking all 10 pieces of all 10 of them are 59, all 10 of them are even the size of 20. Maisa, why are you asking them? Why should be mutter? In that case, a little bit over here. Therefore, the Chori is a shver kite that the havon of the mechab is very hard to understand. Given to you the mechab, not holding the sugya of Chanan. Kvega seems to have two ways to answer it. One, he says, Echanami, the mechab is not holding Chanan. We'll get some kovav, the loch over there, he's not with Chanan, but he holds Eef Shul Seichai. Therefore, the loch is a piece, always stays Isser. So once the time, what could be over here? We'll go into the piece, 59, we'll Aser, go back, but not everything will go back. 58 will go back, and the mash will stay inside. So the piece will stay Aser. But now it's back to the original Isser. If you Kamath all Isser there, I'll ask the second thing. The third thing, the fourth thing, we'll ask all 10 pieces over here. Vodi wants to tell him, according to the Mechaber, that he, this Lav Dafka holds of the Maram, the Kula, he'll be Choshe also go Mechaticha Lechaticha without any waiter over here. Therefore, would go touch this one, and maybe it can go to the other ones. Therefore, not going to starve everything, and not be Mefeh B'Shava, and therefore, we'll ask the other pieces over here. So again, he has two ways of Kivega how to answer the Yisoid, the Kash, the Shach over here. The third case of the Mechaber, again, in one case of the Mechaber that says it touched all the Maisa with Namit Starif. A second thing, we're not sure if it touched all of them, but maybe it did. Loch, we're going to ask all of them. The third case over here is that we know only touch one of them. We know only touch one of them. The Loch over here is that Maisa, we're going to be Mekel Mitzad Stugel Bittel Baroiv, even though it's Chaticha or Chabed. Now, speaks out the Taz and Shach, the Maisa, why if Chaticha or Chabed, it's Mekel. The loch is a field of elfly bottle. Because here the Isser is the Isser Blur. And the Isser Blur, we're not machmim by Chadich Rol Eschabed. And everyone knows why. Because we're not machabed a person with Blias. We have a person with a stickle over here. Therefore, there's no chumra of Chadich Rol Eschabed by the case of a Blur over here. And the Shach just speaks out over here. We have 3 pieces or 10 pieces over here that the Chelev touched over here. One of them. The loch is that maybe you cook them all together. And therefore, wiping the nispashit in time into all them. Let's ask him instead that. So, loch is a simul koftes. Must be that all three, all time together, has a case of shishim. I mean, even though we're saying one vat of the other two, but still we need a case of shishim over here. Now, the Isra of Kivya goes back again. We have 3 cases of the Mechaber. One of those cases, the Mechaber said, we're not sure if it touched all of them. The loch will all be usher. He has a cash over here. Nice, let's make him into the sugya svek sveko. Maybe it did not touch. And even if it did touch, maybe it bevatl the other ones. And the other ones didn't touch. Let's say a case of Bittel. So he says, you say it in the Klal of Bittel, the Sfarim being down. It being down to the Rashi and Shuvah. The only time we say the Klal of Bittel is when we know for sure we have Raiv. But let's say you do not know you're sure you have Raiv, and Bar Shulchan tries to explain why, because the whole Chalois of Bittel works beside the Idiyas of a person. We get to look at Simuk of Test, the lack of Idiyah will not create a Bittel. We had this concept already. There's a tree in the forest, falls down, no sound. The Maisa is no Bittel over there. Here also, since there's no Idiyah, we know for sure there's a case of Bittel over here. Therefore, the Maisa, there's no Vadish Svekspekel. Therefore, left only one subject, maybe touched this, maybe didn't. Left with a Klal of no Bittel over here, maybe going to ask everything over here. But other things with Kivega, but that's the main concept we point out to make a bit of a roiv, you know, vaday bitl, vaday roiv over here. Ad kana mechaber, come on, Yamal, and he has numerous points over here. First, it starts off with the aside. He says, true, the mechaber has 3 levels, Natilo, and Klipo, and the case of Shishim. He says, Yesh Oimish to snow, there's a Rav Yor there, there's the Ramban over there. He says, the lach of all mlichas, speaking of the Taz and Shach, meaning even in the case of Shomain, the lach is only Klipo. That means even though saying a Malich is Kiriseach, Veseach Hatzli, the halacha is what Veseach Hatzli over here. It means it's Lafuke Bishop, giving me bed in the case of Malich, then Tzli, and halacha is the case of Klipo. I mean, first he has a halacha, you should know that those Taina, Sai, the case of Kochosh, Sai, the case of Shomin, the halacha is the get of Klipo over here. Now there is a Mavucha, in the reading of the Taz and Shach, what is Ramo really passing? The Taz sounds like he's saying the Ikka halacha is Mamish this Shita, the Ravyo Shita, the Ramban Shita over here. Except let's be choshev with all the shitas. The Shach forget when he says it over. He says, "Be'ikah we pass from lechumro, but mitzdarif for Rav Yehuda Kulov." It's going to be an argument. Hand and stand the Ramah. What be'ikah he's passing over here? Now, once we have this idea, therefore, come on the Ramah in his mamshech. The ma'isa inanu b'kiyum. We know already by Saiv it's a case of tzli. Who am I? The sugya melicha. We're not bucky. What exactly the case of kachush is? What is svach shamlun is? What a case of shaman over here is? Therefore, we're going to ask and say everything, whether it's svach shamlun or shamlun is. Loch is shishim and a case of klipo. We're going to have these 2 things together. In the case of speak out, the Ramah says either chelev or tzir, or the Taz speaks out a case of dam. These are cases of svach shamlun is. The loch is again a case of shishim and a loch of klipo. Therefore, Mamshuk Ramah, once I say this to you, say this, number one, we have a Ravi over here, and the loch is klipo. Number two, Einanu Bekim over here. If we machbis the case of Shishim, we'll come out with a massive chumra over here. We come along and say that, let's say you have a thing as kochosh, the Torah is 10 pieces, we're going to ask for all 10 pieces over here. And the lacha should have been a case of this Natila. We're going to ask this so much due to the case that it's the case of Ashin kochosh, Einanu Bekim. Therefore, come along with everyone and says, we're going to make a gvul to the chumra and make a kul over here and mitzvah two sheets over here. Therefore, lacha, he says, the lacha is always going to be a case of mitzvah everything in the case of Shishim. And still, we need a case of klipa over here. That means he's saying that even though we said until now, we had Maram Shito, we're not mitzvah, not mispash b'shavo. But number one, since we have the Rav Yonah that says always a lacha is the case of klipa. And number two, we have the Rajba that says it's mispash b'shavo, it goes mechaticha lechaticha b'li roitev. Therefore, since we have these two mahalchim over here, aside the Rajba's idea that argues the Maram. And number two, we have the Rav Yonah says that even my case is shomein, the lacha is only case of klipa. Therefore, the lacha is good. We mitzarf all the pieces to make case of shishim over here. Shishim with the case of klipa, we mitzarf everything together. He says, except the Ramah, except the piece that's dovak to itself, that itself will be also. So again, he has a very, very interesting idea over here. It says, I'm being machmer, but to be such a big chumrah, I'll make a kul out of it. Again, I'm mitzarf the Raj b'shita, the lacha mitzarf all the pieces together, say, is this bash b'shava? What? Because we also have a Rav Yah that says, all shav is never more the case of klipa. Therefore, speaks out the Taz. Shach, what?
In that case, it's bigger more than the Shemar.
Yeah, therefore the Taz speaks out the three coolers in the Ramah. The Shach is one of the coolers. Therefore, let's speak out the three coolers over here. The first case, the Taz speaks out. Then we have a case that Chelev is Dovik, the piece itself. We mustaf all the pieces together against the piece that Chelev is Dovik to. And start it. Either Meister Ramah says not to. So the way the people got answers, you mean the case when you get around the Sugya, it's a Dovik. The example, you salt it all together, therefore mitzaref all together. We can take everything together, mitzaref against the pieces, dovek. That's one kula says it has. The second kula says it has. Let's say it touches only, chel touches one piece, then one piece touches other pieces. According to the Chavar, the loch is not mitzaref, because it doesn't go one to another. Mice according to the Ramah, mitzaref all other pieces to it. That means it's not dovek. I mean, one case is dovek, mitzaref. A second case, when it's not dovek, will also touch one, and touch then another one touches the other ones, will also be mitzav these pieces to this. A third case, he speaks out, the Taz, if we touch every single piece over here, also be mitzav the aloha. According to Mechab, will not be mitzav, over here we will be mitzav. Again, so he has the aloha being mitzav of the Rashba, but see if they start off, of those who say the aloha is Rav Yoav Klipa anyway, even in the case of Shaman, therefore he has these three coolers over here.
And you need
klipa? And the Vat is, yeah, it says Ramah speaks out, you need klipa, you're right, clearly. You need shishim and klipa, mitzarf, and you end up with klipa.
It's even.
The Levush says it, and the Taz and Shach said you missed the boat. So you wonder if I missed the boat? I tried not to.
There's a loophole.
Okay, you read the words, they're very adamant. It's a mistake. Very adamant about it. Fine. Meister, once he has the three kulas, Ramah the Meister is a mamshich, and let's say he says you did not know which one exactly it touched. The way how the Shach explains, only touched one of them, not the other ones. He says also the lock is kulmu teres over here. Will be in the battle. As the sugya of Bittul Baroi. That means he holds of the kula of the mechaba of Bittul Baroi over here. Now the Goyin has a different Shach in the Ramah what he means, but that's how the Shach understands it over here. Now once the Ramah has this chum over here, Einan Mekiyim, he does end off, however, the two kulas. One kula, besides he said the idea of being staff the Rashba, he ended up two ideas over here. One if it's a vada kochosh, he says the locha is only going to be the locha of klipa.
Mistake.
Yeah, minus 2 points. And he says another kula over here, the case of hefsimubo, the locha is also will be mekel. I'll get to what that means over here, but again, we have two kulas over here, it says Ramah. In case of Vada Kochosh, can be Mekel. Hefsimubo, also by Sach Shemunis, you can be Mekel. And the Taz does bring down over here at the end that there is a Mashal, has all these halachs over here, there's no between the case of Kochosh and Shomain, and you need Shishim Medina by the case of Kochosh. Fine, that's Mashal Shito. The Mashal says Lachumra, not Medina Kul over here. That's the Taz, but Maestro will go through a Mosh Shito over here. By the case of Kochosh, Halacha is only need a case of Kdei Klipo. Now, there is the Shach, the last two Shachs over here end off. The number one, the idea that is saying by Kochosh. You only need the halacha of Kdei Klipa. He has a kash from the case of Pesach. Over there, by Chometz over there, some other Moslem to be Machmer. He says, I am Sefiya Marach over there. Then he ends off that Lachur over here is saying, my case of Kochosh Yumekel, the case of Imai Dereises. Maisi, look in the Teres Chattis, he said, Meika did you write Yumekel by Dereises? How we say, Minigru Machmer, the only time Yumekel by Dereises, by case of Hefzik Sass, but Rabbanu Yumekel straight up. at the shaft. Maiso comes out, the Kvegar makes a clothing also four lines over here. Side the sugyam licha, side the sugyam tzli. What it comes out first is licha and tzli basically are should be the same exact halacha. We get to two tzarachians. It should be the same exact halacha, except for one aspect. The halacha is klipo natilo. But the sugya by tzli, the halacha is natilo. By halacha by mlicha, the halacha is klipo. That's the main chalak. The other come along and speaks out six different cases over here. We have a case by deraisa with three levels over here, by shamnunis, swach shamnunis, and kachush. We have by drabbanis, we have three different levels over here. We have shamnunis, swach shamnunis, and by case of adekachush. David said by the case of deraisa, when shaming, halacha is ramah, speaks out by clearly the halacha is shishim and klipo, by the sugya mlicha. By the case of swach shamnunis, ramah is very clear, hefsim rubo, the maisi can be made, the halacha is only case kedei klipo. Here I got it right. And by the third time, by Vada Kochush, the loch is, he says, by Hef Sikzas, also by the rice, he can't make it by Kesa Klipo. Mashenken, by Nisidu Rabbanon, he says the same loch by Shomei, the loch is Shishim Klipo. By Srach Shamanus, he said, you may have Sikzas in the Shach, you can't make it. Mashenken, by Vada Kochush, by the Rabbanon, he said, you can make it the Gami. Now, that's how.
Klipo.
Now, it does come out again. So Kivega said, the Chor should be the same sugar by Sli. Except by Tzli, we'll switch all every word of Klipo for Natilo. However, he points out, really almost slowly, the Mon Siftes and Sifei, he says, both of them ain't on the Bikiyim. Yet in Siftes, he says, I have two kulas. One is Vada Kochosh, and one by the case of Srach Shemunis, Befsimuba. And Sifei, he says, I have one kula, Vada Kochosh. He left out the kula in Sifei. He left out a point, he said, Siftes. Siftes says, I have two heterim. One Vada Kochosh, one Srach Shemunis, Befsimuba. So say I have one heter, what? A Vada Kochosh. Why do you leave it out for? So it says in Kivega, therefore it sounds like maybe in Tzli should be more machmer. By the case of Srach Shemunis, you will not have the heter. And what's the story speaks out? He says, because over here, by the case of Shemunis, you always have the Rav Yoh. Those who want to say the Rav Ban Shita is always creepy, even in the case of Shomim. See, here we have a Tzir for the Rav Yoh Shita, especially the Ramos Mitzarf that Shita, therefore it can be makled by Srach Shemunis. Therefore you have two Tzarachians, what's the Locha by the Sigurd Tzli? When in the case of Srach Shemunis, can be make by Efsim, we were not. One time he's mitzad to be more to be machmer, another time he ends up tzarachin ledinoi. Again, the Svarm, the Chaznish, the Bala Shulchan, they come along to equate the two sugyas and say the same exact halacha, can make by Efsim Ubo by case of Tzli. That's one question. Another shaila said tzarachin, the Kivek doesn't answer, is when they're saying the heter, the mufat to the Isser, on the tzad, those are being machmer, will the halacha be when the heter is Srach Shemunis, the mufat to the Isser or not? Also, he doesn't answer the question. We have two reasons why to be more machmer by this case, to be more machmer case of Tzli. By Tzli only. Only yeah. Two cases by Tzli to be more machmer. From Sif Yud to Sif Yudalit, again, these halakhs are all brought down one or two other places in Shulchan Aruch, where they're more barichas, so let's do just what it says over here, Bekitzer. First thing, there's Sig over here that something's Mliach that's tuffle. That means basically you have two things sold together, whether it's basal and chalav, or case of Isser and Heter. When the case of the thing itself is a maliach, it has a koyach. If the thing itself is not maliach, it's tafel, meaning there's no soul to it, has no koyach to it. The other thing Gemara speaks out, if the tomei, the Isser, is tafel, has no soul to it, it's mutter. We're not asking the other piece at all. The other thing the Mechaber speaks out, what does it mean? Nothing, only a dacha. One piece sells another piece, the tafel is there's no soul to it. Again, the other thing is very salty. The lock is you need nothing except the case of a dacha. That's a simple reading of the circle. Maestro Amor brings down the Ran Shita wants Taina. We mean they're touching each other, the soul to transfer one to another. So they should ask them one to another. I think most of the case it's mutter. The Amor discusses the case where the side by side and the tzi is going one to another. That's when the case is saying it's mutter. Therefore, the Amor says to be chosh of the Ran Shita, less the case of Hefsin, then the person can be Megal. That's the Fiyut. So if you'd ask the circle to talk about Hefsin. Don't say Hefsin. Hefsin. In Sif Yud Aleph, in the Sugya to Togava, we know the Locha to Togava is behind Sif Gimel by the Sugya of Bishul, behind Sif Vav by the Sugya of Tzli. Now the Shail by Melichud, you have the Sugya to Togava not. Machol Yisru Ashbe verse Taishas over here. Maisa speaks out the Mechabi wants to be Mekel, the Cholpachas over here. He wants a Taino that will say to Togava the same Kal, therefore the Bam thing is called, the Issa will only be a case of Klipo. Now the only Nafkamina really comes out is, according to the least of the Bnei Ashkenaz, is that us Bnei Ashkenaz, we always hold Klipo anyway. So what's Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be the case, Nafkamina would be a case of Shomain, that the Loch is, I mean, it's a Kochish, not an Osman Ashkenaz, the other way around. Those who follow Bnei Sfard, the Loch is anyways be a case of Klipo, where's the case, certain Seurim over here. So Nafkamina is a case of Shomain, which be Shishim, over here be the case of Klipo. That's how the Mechaba wants to be Mekel. Maisa Kamal the Ramo brings down the other Rishonim Matan and Maisa. The whole idea of Torah and the law is Sugya Dafke. When there's heat, heat rises, it affects one to another, one cools off the other, or one affects another. And therefore, he says, not to Mechal, therefore be Machmer, when the Bam was cold or not. The Locha is, if it's Shomer, you're still in the case of Shishim over here, won't have the Heter Klippah. And therefore, the Taz and Shach speak out to the smack, the Yisrael Shubay is, the only way to take away the Koich of Liach is Dafke through Adacha, washing off with water. Otherwise, you're not washing off with water, always have the Koich. It's not like fire that one cools it down. The only way to take away the Koich of salting, salted piece over here, only through a case of Adacha. Sifya Beis and Sifya Gimel is a sugya of Licha by Kalim. Whether it's something over here that's Lach and Yavesh, two different cases over here. They gave the sugya of Lach, Tosfos brings down the case, that when you have over here a case of a mold that you put inside Gvinas Akum, you made cheese inside, and now you want to put in Gvinas Yisrael, the question is, what's the Lach in that case? Now again, he's discussing Gvinas Akum, the one says any Kli Yisrael be the same Yisrael over here. So the Mechaba and the Mob speak out very clearly. The Lach is, it's Mutter B'di'evet. Again, the Pesach Tshuva is a tzad, to be mitzad lahachmer, but the person says mutter b'di'evet. What's the to be make here? It's like the sugya said before him by the case of mliach tafel. Just like the case of mliach tafel, the loch is that it cannot aser because the mliach is tafel. He also the kli iser is tafel. Kli iser is not belay salt. It's nichol the gedaving tafel over here, and therefore cannot aser something over here. That's a svar to be makele. Now the case over here in the mechab is the case of Dr. Gvinas Akum. Maisa Taz bring down from Yam Shlomi is not the case of Drapolans, even the case of Issa Dereis of the same halacha, that the Kli cannot ask something b'di'evet. The Chachilu, we won't do it. We won't ask it b'di'evet either because it's Chosh for Rav Yoshito who disagrees with Taisus, or Herchim ben Akir, or maybe there's some Shamnunis over here. We don't do the Chachilu, but b'di'evet the Maisa Tzmoter. Masha Enke and Sifri Gimel is the same case, except it's Yavish over here. That means you have a case of a salt dish. You put inside of it salt. Whether the dish over here is a Kli Isser, whether the dish over here is a dish that's basari, would not make a difference over here. The salt over here, lechatchila, you can take the salt and put on your milchiks. Lechatchila, go do it. And there might be, as the Ramah speaks out, the machmet of the brach over here, which has the correct tanhog over here, but that's the people I'm annoyed to have different salt dishes. What? I said the Ramah, there was the machmet of the brach. The Taz, oh, and Simon Samik Vov, which is not over here, he sends you over there, does not like this Ramah, that's correct. But right now on the page, we have Ramah that says Machmet Tavla Bracha. He says, now he says, Dafka, the Kli over here is Noki, nothing Dovik to us, be something clean. The Shach Svitzat, Stam Kli and Maisa are Noki, I assume he's not discussing a Bacha's Dira over here. But otherwise, most houses are Noki, and if we want to have the Bayah, things that are being Dovik over here. Again, what's the Swati Makel over here? Same thing you said over here. Just like a Kli that's nichol get a tummy tafel, and therefore cannot come out from the Kli over here. The Taz does speak out, not say the Svarti Mekel is not benat de Torah. So over here it's mashle the be'en, or can't ask the bleed to be be'en. One of the heter not benat, not a sugi, one of the heter over here. Now again, the Shach speaks out, this halacha verse, the halacha before it, is al mutl chadchilam mash enkein, when slach is the only mutl b'di'evet. Now, the Yisrael Kivega says two halachas over here. He wants, as a shayla, maybe the whole type halacha that the saltish is to be makel is only when it's belaya through the act of melicha. Mash enkin to belaya through the act of bishul, he brings down etzad, first the Moshe, he wants to be machmer. Now, the svarim are sosim and say not to machalik, then they don't seem to have a good svar what to be machmer in the case of bishul. Only to answer steers of Beis Yosef, therefore the svarim are makel. A second chum of the Beis Yosef brings down, sorry, the egging down from the Be'er Sheva, they want to tie to the Dafka by case of Kliyes, not by case of Kli Cheres. He does end up saying the Shach Mais Begad Isavet to be Mekel, and again, the Steemus of Poiskim will not Machalik. The Loch is to be Mekel and the Saltish, whether the case of Kli Cheres, whether the case of Reyes Belay Ade, the Suga of Bishul over here. The last Loch is if you dial the Suga when you have salt that was Belay inside of it, Dam. And now you take the salt, you put in your vegetables and other pieces of meat. The question is how to evaluate what to Mashar the salt over here. Come on the Torah, and it brings down first two different shitas. Those who want tiny the loch is you have to move shar just connected the salt itself, the shishim. And those who want tiny, no, it means more than that. Now, where the Taz explains, what does that mean? What's the two sides over here? One side, it means whatever shishim of the dam is, the shishim of the salt, that's enough. The second side saying, what means salt of the time? A fit of alfly bottle. Therefore, when it says shishim will not be enough, once the salt is in the sinus tam, but also a fit of alf. That's being of time of and also, but it's be always also more than that. Lachol Meisa, side the Mechaber and side the Amor, they do not go with the Yisoid I feel by Afle Batul. They say the loch is by the case of salt that has belize of dam, the loch is shishim. However, they're coming from two different reasons. The way the mos coming from, he holds by Shari Shum Tsechanan. Therefore, we need shishim versus the case of Yom Tzav Sugim Chanan. The Mechava does not say the Chanan by Shari Shum, so why is we machmin the shishim versus salt? Because it says the base says you do not know how much is being belay inside the salt. We don't know how much is inside, so we don't know how much dam is inside. Therefore, we have to judge the whole entire salt. So we have two reasons why we're judging the salt shishim. Either because we don't know how much dam is here, mechaber, or mitzad the sugil chanan. However, speaks after Ramah, if Ramah, I'm saying a chanan, we're asking the salt, so why isn't the riva, the ben shimshin, is saying, I feel by elflai bottle, not correct? We have salt over here, the whole entire thing is usher. Let's say the sugil, I feel by elflai bottle. Why not? Tak, the salt itself is usher. Then it says your mother, the cloud that by Issa blue of going inside something, when you say Avidu Latame, it has to be the Gufa Dover. The more we saw already in the end of the Ches, over there we're saying the same Yisoid. To have a feel of Eflai bottle, have to be Dafku when the Gufa Dover is also. Masha'ikin, when Issa blue, they only have the Koyach where it's coming from, not the thing itself. Just for example, you take a onion and you cut it with your fleshka knife. Now you have, and you cut a whole entire onion over here. Now the question is, how much do you have to mashah? Now take this onion, that's fleishiks, you put it inside your milk and your food. The maisel, is it shishim versus the onion? Well, not onion, the maisel, we do a time of your butterfly bottle. And therefore, if it's not shishim, it won't be enough. The study is very simple. Shishim, why? Because the makor it's coming from is the basar. The basar itself is not a vidula timing. Therefore, the boss itself only shishim verse against that. And therefore, anytime you have a mixture, a gam, they cut the knife in davar charif, and the charif you do taste, the loch is only a shishim verse the bosser, not first the case of the onion itself. Or a boss over here wants to say, oh, the case of the lemon and the coke, and hopefully I'll explain to you that case over there. Only the bosser if you have inside milk, yes. Of the, not really the bosser, of the blade of the cut, really the blade. The boss can be a big piece, the mat only can be is the blade. The blade of the knife cut the onions. So you only need shishim versus the blade, not the onion. Fine. Bez Hashem, we're finishing Chazara this week. We're having a test whenever Ari is ready. At the end, on Thursday, end of Seder, we'll have a Chabura, cover this man, cover Bein's man. Therefore, it's just a Chazik to make sure they're wrapped next. Take on the sperm. Also, that's true.
Very important.
Very important. This, you saw it again. I said over and over, but I think everyone knows. But it's good to hear it. Chazara. Nothing can replace Chazara, as far as I know. Unless you have photographic memory, then I don't know what you're doing here. But otherwise, nothing can replace it. No, you have to do it over and over and over. This is mamish. Very important. This is someone over here. It also, like other times, you learn the Shabbos and Nida, you know, you do Chazara other times because any of these Shabbos pop up. Come here, if you don't do Chazara now, you think about doing Chazara in a year from now. And when you know when you take the Abinot test, you got not going to happen. You got to do it now. You win his man, and you have to do it in a couple months again. These things, it's not like this trade every year and do Chazara every year. When you learn it, do it now, you acquire it now. And then you remember, hopefully, these say this in 6 years. You remember the points over here, and they check your notes, like, oh, wow, that's how I learned it. I grew since then. Fine. But Maisi, you have to do Chazara. I can't stress the amount of Chazara. As they say, that light, he went to left, and you know, everyone went to the right. No, Chazara is only going backwards to the right. No, otherwise, just going forward, forward, forward. Just because Vadim Limatari is very important over here. But if you don't do Chazara, and don't Lord four times, or Meir Pomim, it's Chaval the whole Zman. It's not just wasting the Bein Zman and not learning. It's Chaval the whole Zman. And therefore, everyone knows Bein Zman. You have to get a Chavusa. Everyone says, you know, they plan to learn Bein Zman. If you don't get a Chavusa, it ain't going to happen. You know, you learn maybe the first day, second day, the half hour, and then that's it. You got to get a Chavusa. You have to get a set time for a Chavusa. Everyone knows, you know, what people tell me when on the airplane, you don't get on Shas. Everyone knows on the airplane, they can learn, they learn, learn, learn. Fine, that doesn't really happen. Every plan is man, we can learn. You gotta mechayiv yourself, make sure you have siddurim, and usually your wife appreciates it as long as they only a couple of years. For Seder, you wake up in the morning, first thing you gotta wake up in the morning, right? And then you wake up, you daven, you make a Seder. It makes your whole day different, there's a whole different hus over here. And it's chalal the whole day's man, it's back to the whole man over here. Then you come back next month, you're much more better chizik over here. And Taka, when you take the big test, the whole day is better, and then this man won't be like, oh my gosh, the whole thing is brand new. It's sometimes you do chazar, it's like brand new, never learned it before. No, if you do chazar now, Taka, in a couple of months, you take the whole Issa V'Etter test, it actually won't be brand new, it'll be chazar for you, like it's supposed to be. It's local.